It's 15th of October. A few days before the start of a full-scale invasion, I drove a journalist friend from a very large British media around the border areas of the Kharkiv region. Sometimes the navigator on the phone showed that the Russian territory was no more than 100 yards away. The journalist was not impressed with the trip along the border, but was very interested in another object, a huge cemetery at the entrance to Kharkiv. The Ukrainians shot the Bolsheviks and Polish prisoners of war were buried. Just to remind you, the Polish prisoners of war appeared when the USSR, together with Nazi Germany, attacked Poland at the start of the Second World War. The journalist walked among the countless crosses of the cemetery, read the names of the dead, muttered something to himself. And when he came up to me and said very calmly, "When the Russians ask why we are not loved in other countries, we need to be shown this cemetery. It'll remind them of the thousands and thousands of people they killed just because these people were Lithuanians, Poles, Ukrainians." When he lit a cigarette, pondered and corrected himself, "No, it won't help. I'm afraid we don't understand why you can't just kill our people." I will add one detail very essential for this story. The journalist I'm talking about is Russian. He works for the British media, but he has a Russian passport and has lived in Moscow all his life and was forced to move only after the start of the invasion and the subsequent hunt for independent journalists in Russia. I mean, he really understands what he's talking about. In Russia, the former Soviet republics are treated as territories taken from the Russians, and the population of these now independent countries is treated as native rebels who need to be punished in revealing manner. It is desirable to be as cruel as possible so that the inhabitants of other rebellious provinces again rush to Russia with a fright. And such an attitude towards neighbors is characteristic not only of ardent admirers of Putin who are ready to personally fight against Ukraine. Look, hundreds of thousands of people have fled Russia in recent weeks to escape being forced to go to the front. But from the countries they have moved on, news of mass rallies in support of Ukraine does not come. They do not picket Russian embassies demanding an end to the war. Many of them are not against the war in principle. They are against their participation in it. They are not against the fact that their country is killing our people. They simply do not want to die themselves. It is very important to understand that the idea of destroying Ukraine and conquering its territories was very popular among Russians when Putin decided to invade. Today, when failures at the front are forcing Russians to literally grab people on the streets and send the untrained into trenches, the popularity of war is objectively declining. But the dream of destroying Ukraine is not going anywhere. It seems to me that this dream has already become the basis of a national idea of Russians. Well, then we will have to beat this dream out of them.